Later this year will mark the Richard Wagner bicentennial, but it was this week in 1883 that the great German composer died. As WRTI's Jim Cotter reports, in his later years, Wagner wrote a piece of orchestral music that was commissioned by a Philadelphian and had its premiere in the city.
Wagner was 69 years of age when he passed. He had spent his last years raising money to establish a permanent home to showcase his works in the northern Bavarian town of Bayreuth. To this end, when the American centennial celebrations of 1876 wanted a march to celebrate the role of German Americans in the history of the country, a Philadelphia socialite, Elizabeth Gillespie, sought the counsel of the German-born conductor Theodore Thomas. He suggested the $5,000 commission be offered to Wagner. Wagner gratefully accepted and delivered the work. Temple art history professor Teresa Dolan, who has written a book about the intersection of music and the visual arts in 19th century Paris, says Wagner's Grand March is not one of his grandest works.
You can tell that his heart wasn't in it. He was building Bayreuth, so he charged $5,000 for this 12-minute piece of music. And it was played when Roosevelt came to the World's Fair.
And though it's been rarely played since, whatever the piece lacked in musical quality, it made up for with typical Wagnerian bombast.
150-piece orchestra. And then he also wanted a cannon to be set off at the end of it. Critics felt that there were no American sort of feeling in that. Well, what did they expect? They commissioned a German to do it.
Teresa Dolan's book, Artworks of the Future, Manet, Wagner, and Liszt, will be published later this year.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.